Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Sibonge uJonga Kantemiri osinike izindaba ngolimi lwesiShona. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu kustudio 7 ngomgqibelo mhlaka 15 Ntulikazi 2023 ngupraxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
I would say without any shadow doubt that we are more than 80% ready for our August 23 harmonized elections. The voters' roll is ready.
Abe Commission ebalawula ezokhetho yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, bathi sebesalelwe ngokulutshwana nje ukuba bagqibe umsebenzi wokulungiselela ukhetho lwalonyaka.
Sibe lodubo ke eChipinge lapho ke abezante basebethumela ke amapolice ukubana ebophe one of our candidates member of parliament uClifford Hlatshwayo ngemva kokubana bemyalisile amarali wa-aplaya ngu-6 bayala wonke izathu zakhona zingazwakali.
Amapolisa awe-CHCHA eChipinge South abikwa egcine amalungu amathathu awebandla eliphikisayo eli-Citizens Coalition for Change esithi abeqhuba umhlangano ongavunyelwanga. Kuthi izakamizi zenyakatho eGwanda eWindhoek zikhala ngodubo lokusilela kwamanzi osekudale ukubana zihambe imango emide ukuyawadinga emifuleni lalapho okuleziphorane khona. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ikomishini elawula ezokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, bathi sebesalelwe ngokulutshwana nje ukuba nabagqibe umsebenzi wokulungiselela ukhetho lwalonyaka. Umsekeli kamgcini sihlalo weZEC, Mnumzana Rodney Kiwa, uthi ikomishini yakhe isiphuziswa nje ngezinye zezicelo eziphanyekwe emithethwandaba yilabo abafuna ukuncintisa. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi kungasensuku zatshwala ukuba ukhetho luqhutshwe elizweni. Ukhiwa uthi amalungiselelo okhetho asesesibangeni saphezulu esithi uZulu kumele ayethembe iZEC ukuba izakwenza ukhetho olukhululekileyo.
I would say without any shadow doubt that we are more than 80% ready for our August 23 harmonized elections. The voters' roll is ready.
Sesiseduze nge-80% uba zilungele ukhetho lukaNcwabakazi. I-voters' roll isikhona. Abancintisayo sebeyitholile i-voters' roll. Sesibeke indawo esifika 11,501 zokuvotela.
Uthe iZEC isivumele abantu abafika phose ikhulu lengxenye 169 asebevunyelwe ukuhlolisa ukhetho lwalonyaka. Uthi labo abavele kwamanye amazwe abaqala ukuvunyelwa ukuzehlola ukhetho kuleli. Ukhiwa uqhubeke esithi sebeqalile ukuprinta amaphepha alabo abazancintisa ukhetho esithi bamiswa yilabo asebese indaba zabo emadali omthethwandaba.
Court cases affect us, but we have no control.
Indaba esemadali ziyasiphazamisa, sizaqinisela nje uba siphele uze senze umsebenzi.
Ibandla le-CCC lithi ngalithembi ukuba iZEC izaqhuba ukhetho olukhululekileyo. Lokhu kuthiwe ngumsekelo wesikhulumeni se-CCC uMnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa.
Kuyamangakisa ukuzwa ukuthi iZEC ayikaqeda umsebenzi wokulungiselela ama-election. Izaqeda nini njengoba kungasela sikhathi?
Kodwa omela iZANU-PF eMpopo Mamzilikazi u-Admire Maskati uthi bayayithemba iZEC.
So far angeke ngikhale kangako ngoba izinto zonke zihamba ngendlela. I-voters roll abantu abalela amabizo ayenga-aphi asekhona. Ngilokuthokoza okukhulu ngendlela iZEC esebenza ngayo.
Ingcitshi ecubula ezombusazwe unkosikazi Miriam Sibindi uthi kumele iZEC isebenzelane lamabandla wonke ezombusazwe ikakhulu aphikisayo.
Ama-political parties amaningi akayithembi iZEC. So okumele kwenziwe okwamanje yikuthi iZEC isebenze closely lama-political parties la ngoba bacabanga ukuthi iZEC isebenza in favor of i-ruling party.
iZEC ithi ekuqaliseni kwenyanga ezayo izakhipha amabizo endawo lapho kuzavotelwa khona ama-polling stations. Mhlaka 18 Ncwabakazi kuza kuba lilanga lapho amaphepha awama-ballot papers azatshengiswa khona amabandla wonke ezombusazwe ancintisayo. Ngimele isitudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Amapolisa awetshetshetshe eChipinge South abikwa igcine amalungu amathathu awebandla eliphikisayo eleCitizens Coalition for Change esithi abeqhuba umhlangano ongavunyelwanga. Umnumzana Clifford Hlatshwayo, omunye wabathathu laba oncintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka edinga ukuba lilunga lephalamende elimela lindawo, utshele iStudio 7 ukubana usenkambeni yamapolisa kunje lomunye ofuna ukuncintisa ukuba ngukansila kawadi 24. Lokhu kwenzakala ngemva kokuba amapolisa evimbe ukuqhutshwa kwemihlangano eyisikhombisa eyeCCC ebihlelwe ukwenziwa impelaviki eChipinge South. Encwadini elotshwe ngamapolisa athi abe-CCC abasuthisanga konke okufunwa ngumthetho owemopa ekuqhubeni limihlangano. Uhlatshwayo ubelokhu esenkambeni yamapolisa size siye emoyeni ngemva kokuthathwa istatement, kodwa ubengakaziswa ukuthi ubotshelwa cala bani. Umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-SCCC umnumzana Osalo Siziba uchasisa ngokwenzakale lamhlanje.
Thina namuhla ke besilomkhankaso wethu wempela viki ngomgqibelo iZimbabwe yonke jikelele owama members of parliamentary disability lokumepha kwama polling station. Esibana ke uzulu wonke kwansi ukuncedisa ukumepha ama polling station ukuze sibe lama agents ke iZimbabwe yonke.
Sizwa kuthiwa lesehlakalo esenzakale eChipinge ngokuphathelane lebandla lenu, ungasichazisela?
Sibe lo dubo ke eChipinge lapho ke abezante basebethumela ke ama police kubana ebophe one of our candidate member of parliament to clip othatshwayo ngemva kokubana bemyalisile amarali wa-aplayanga u-6 bayala wonke izathu zakhona zingazwakali. So thina sikhangelelanga ukubana ke iZANU-P F iqhubeke izama ke ku-abhisa amapolisa ukubana bengenele iindaba ke ze-politics ngenxa yokubana ke amapolisa ke alo mlandu wabo osemthethweni welizwe le ndlela okufanele besebenze ngayo in a professional manner. Kodwa iZANU-P F siyethukile ikweliyibona ke ibam njengomtshutshu siyibhodile izama ukulimaza abantu lokuzama ukwethusela lokubopha ke abantu bethu. So sesithumele ke amaloya ethu ke eChipinge ukubana simekeshe ukubana uClifford Hlatshwayo uyakhitshwa ukubana econtinue umkhankaso.
Lo ke bekungumsekeli wesikhulumeli se-CCC umnumzana Osalo Siziba esikhulumelayo ecingweni ekobulawayo.
Lamlela ndwandwe, lamlela ndwandwe, lamlela mshweshwe,
lamlela nampawa fube mbula.
Lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela
ndwandwe. Izakhamizi zenyakatho yeGwanda eWindlo zikhala ngodubo lokusilela kwamanzi osekudale ukubana zihambe imango emide ukuyawadinga emifuleni lalapho okulezibhorane khona. Ukungalungisiswa kwamadamu adilikayo kanye lokugcwala kwawo itshebetshebe sekudale ukubana amanye awo engenesi ugcina amanzi amaningi lalapho izulu line kuhle. Wawubert Ncube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lanxa kungani kuhle kwezulu okubangelwa ikuguquka komkhathi climate change, udubo lokusilelwa kwamanzi emhlubulweni eminingi emandebeleni lubikwa soluqheliswa nayikonakalo kwamadamu amaningi angalungiswayo ngemva kokudilika kanye lokwanelwa kwalawo asebenzayo ngoba enathisa abantu kanye lesifuyo. Umnumzana Zolitin Gabula owesitezi uthi sebe loluhlupho olukhulu ngamanzi ngenxa yokungani kuhle kwezulu osekudala ukuthi omama batshone bemi ngezinyawo.
So kulethe uhlupho kakhulu kuzifuyo lasebantwini nje jikelele. Uzafica ukuthi ilanga likamama suku zonke ukusuka ekuseni kusiya ezikhathini zemini umama uchitha leso sikhathi edinga amanzi, ufuqwa ngamabhara, kudonswa ngezinqola, abanye bathwala ngamabhayisikili.
Unkosikazi Juliet Ntuwane wayisiphathamandla senhlanganiso emele amalungelo abomama e-Women Development Association of Zimbabwe Waters uthuzulonke nje ekwana north ubhekane lodubo lwamanzi.
Lapha-ke estezi ahlupha kakhulu lakho. Abantu bahamba about 8 kilometers a day besiyadinga amanzi. Estezi kule distance lapho ohamba khona 7 km usiyafika ethuli.
Uqhubeke ethi udubo lolu soludale ukuthi abalezinqola bawathengise ngemali ephezulu.
Inqola sezihamba up to 80 rand per drum uthi uwathole nxa ungela manzi awula north.
Unkosikazi Siphathiswa Wenkala wayisakhamuzi esilikwe ekwana north uthi uma ngaba uhamba yamude kakhulu uyadinga amanzi.
5 kilometers ukuya 5 kilometers ukuphenduka and khona ngalo emfuleni sokutshona kutshonile kakhulu. Thina esigabeni sekithi esilikwe vele amanzi awakho ngitsho esikolo eklinika kula manzi nje kuluhlupho lwaziwayo. Baye bazapha abe-well division ukuthi basigebhele imigodi kodwa kwehlula bathi vele indawo yakithi ayilamanzi.
Ekhuluma kwensukwane ezedlulileyo emhlanganweni ebandla lezanu-PF ukukhankasela usekelo kukhetho ebolelima, umphathintambo obona ngezenzakala esabeleni sezansi emandebeleni mnumzana Bedni Koncube ubikele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi ukusilela kwamanzi ngolunye lwenhlupho ezibhekane lozulu kulesi sabelo.
Kwele kuningi ngithola izikala zengingazifakayo kodwa-ke ngenxa yezamadamu namayelibesizeli afetisa kwaninahabelisasitete.
Iningi lamadamu akulomhlubulo ezansi emandebeleni adilika ngesikhathi sezulu lesiphepho se-cyclone Elin. Lawa ngagoqelele gungwe elilokhu lingakalungiswa lalamhlanje kungenani lokuthi sekuleminyaka leminyaka labhidlika. Kuthi umsebenzi wokwakhiwa kwedamu leTulumanyange sekuphindwe kwamiswa njalo ngenxa yokuswelakala kwemali. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngise uyilonke kwana north ngu-Albert Ncube.
Okwamanje ke sokuyisikhathi sokungena esigabeni sethu lapho esiphatha indaba ezimayelana labesifazana kuhlelo esiluphiwa ngosithandekile Mhlanga.
Ngiyalamukela kweziphathelane labesifazana lilami usithandekile Mhlanga. Asizweni umhlonitsha esilaye lamuhla lapho esixoxa khona labazancintisa kukhetho lwangenyanga ezayo.
Ngiyabonga, unjani? Mina ngumisisi Sibongile Ndebele. Ngafunda kungungumbane primary school Emberengwa. Ngasuka ngayafunda eFatima Mission eLupane. Ngihlala ePhelandaba ngikhontesta khonapho njalo ePhelandaba ward 13. Lapha ngikhangelele ukuthi ePhelandaba lapha ewardini yami ngi-empower omama labanga lamankazana asakhulayo, ngi-empower le-girl child. I-girl child kumele ngibone ukuthi ngiyabasondelela ngoba basesebancane babefuna ukufundiswa into eziningi. Sikhangele njalo isigaba sami, indawo yami lapho engikhona, ukuthi abantwana abaningi abasebenzi, akulamsebenzi. Ma ngingangena ngivuse indawo ezinjengamaklabhu bebesiyathola ukufunda izinto ezitshiyeneyo, befunde amakhosi atshiyeneyo angabanceda empilweni zabo. Omama ngikhangelela ukuthi kube lama projekthi abangawenza ngibancedise ukuze kubancedise labo ezimpilweni zabo kakhulu. Yikho engikukhangeleleyo. Ngikhangele njalo isigaba sethu silezinto eziningi ezifunekayo, into ezinjenge imigwaqo yethu ayiqondanga, kule doti laphana Ya, kuningi ukugcinwa ngangena konke lokho ngiyabe ngizokutshintsha lokho kube indawo enhle ebukekayo.
Siyabona njalo ukuthi kulamabandla la aziwa ngokuthi yiwo alosekelo oluningi. Uyabe uncintisana labezanu PF, uncintisana labe-CCC labanye. Ubona ingani ibandla lakho lilakho yini ukunqoba, kumbe wena ngokwakho abantu bayakwemukela okokuthi unganqoba? Ngezinye indlela, amathuba akho anjani kulolu khetho?
Hhayi, abantu bona bayayemukela iphathi ye-EFF. Yona iphathi esasukuma, esacathulayo, kodwa ngangikhangele nje hhayi, ingawina sibili, ibe lokutshintsha okuningi kakhulu.
Leyo bekuyingxoxo lo Nkosikazi Sibongile Ndebele ozancedisa kukhetho lokudinga ukhansila kaward 13 ePhelandaba woBulawayo. Asidibaneni njalo ngomgqibelo ozayo kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazana lizwe ukuthi seliphatheleni okutsha. Lilami uSithandekile Mhlanga, yikho napha eWashington DC. Siyaqhubeka njalo kumaviki alandelayo sixoxa labesifazana abakumabandla ehlukeneyo abancintisa ukhetho oluzayo. Ephuma enkundleni yethu uSithandekile udedela kuChris Gande, yena ke osethulela uhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba.
Lingalitshona njani izolukandaba, siyadibana njalo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba. Igama lami nguChris Gande. Lamhlanje uhlelo lwethu sixoxa lomnumzana Mbonisi Fuyana olomzukulu wakhe owalimala emsebenzini kweleBotswana. Okwakuqala ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mnumzana.
Ngiyabonga nkosi yami. Ngilomtshana wami lapha uMeli Fuyana, omtaka dadewethu oyilasibhone ekuzalweni kubaba. Njengoba sisazi ilizwe lethu kuyilizwe lokuhlupheka, abantwana bagcwele isiganga izizwe zonke lezi ngenxa yesimo esibhekane laso kwelakithi eZimbabwe. Umntwana laye obedinga impilo lapha eBotswana futhi obesebenza kwenye ikampani i-construction ukuthiwa i-Icon ilapha ise-Gaborone, but isehlakalo sayehlakala endaweni yasePikwe okuthiwa i-Citron Farm lapho kulinywa khona ama-orange. Futhi bebesakha i-warehouse yokuthi bakuvunele ama-orange lapho. Yikho-ke umfana wasesifiwa-ke about 9 meters away la phansi. Walimala kabuhlungu kakhulu okwenza ukuthi i-spinal cord sakhe sinqamuke. Selo almost 24 days manje elokhu elele lapha esibhedlela. Ikampani obeyisebenzela hayi abasabonakali sibili. They have delayed us ukuthi umntwana mhlawumbe simzamele imizamo ukuthi simse ekhaya. Lokho besithembisa lokhu lalokhuyana. Isimo sakhona hayi sibucwayi, ulimele umntwana akanyakazi nokunyakaza nje, ngumuntu nje oleleyo kuphela nje embedeni. Kusisusile kakhulu.
Ungasela ukuthi kuhamba njani?
Sikhuluma nje njengefamily, sesazama mpela ukuthi sihlangane le family yonke labangane, savula lama group ukuthi sidinge uxhaso ezihlobeni nakubangane ukuthi mhlawumbe umfana engathola usizo, ngoba eqinisweni lapha eBotswana i-government hospital siyamreleasa ukuthi hayi akusekho okunye abangakwenza, sokumele ukuthi ethola isejari ukuthi a-operate. So badinga imali engange-$200,000 lapha kweleBotswana. So kuyinto enzima kakhulu njengefamily, lathi sidlalele emakhaya singekho into esiyenzayo, kunzima mpela, kodwa siyazama khona ukuthi sikhiphe khona lokho esinakho, lokho sicela sicela ebantwini lati ukuthi basincedise ukuze ukuthi mhlambe umfana athole usizo.
Selike lakhulumisana labe embassy eZimbabwe khona ngapho eBotswana.
Eqinisweni besingakakhulumisani nabo abe embassy ube usenza mhlawumbe besilokho sisalindile laba abantu abebesebenza khona obesebenza khona lokho besitshela amanga manje sasesibona ukuthi kumele siqale sigijime sizamele ukuthi umntwana athole usizo ngoba isikhathi bese sihambile kodwa ke yinto esisazoyenza ngemva kwalokho ukuthi umntwana esefikile ekhaya yinto esizoyenza leyo ukuthi sidinga usizo lwe-embassy ukuze ukuthi ikhampani ithathe i-responsibility.
Manje sikhuluma nje kuyini okwenzakalayo?
Sikhuluma nje njenganamhlanje ngilapha nje eBotswana sesitholile olunye usizo ukuthi umfana aye ekhaya. Ngikhuluma njengamanje nje sesifile abe-ambulance kuthiwa yi-S izomthatha umfana lapha eBotswana nemusa ekhaya ukuthi at least umuntu wethu sibe simbona lathi noma izandla zimfitshane kodwa ithemba ukuthi umuntu wakho uma eseduzane lawo kuba lula kakhulu. Eqiniseni imali siyayidinga siyazidinga mpela le nhlanganiso mhlambe ezingasincedisa ngoba hayi eqinisweni imali yakhona hayi khona imbeqolo akukho lula empeleni enje ikakhulu ebantwini abebevele bezamela kungela lutho kulusizi kakhulu umntwana omncane mpela ola 26 years ukuthi ezithole esekuleso simo.
Okokugcina ungavalelisa abalaleli.
Hayi ngibonge inkosi yami ngibonge ukuba ukukhulumisana lami sikulesi simo esibhekane naso inkosi mayibusise.
Lo ke umnumzana Mbonisi Fuyana ebesixoxela ebuhlelo liphuma lendaba lithone lendaba. Igama lami ngoChris Gandhi asidibaneni njalo ngeviki ezayo sikhathi sinye. Lilalo.
Abasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo weStudio 7 eye Voice of America esakaza iseWashington DC. Kwezemidlalo umqeqeshi weqembu lenguqu ele Highlanders uBaltimore Brito uthi kumele kusetshenzwe katalala ukuze izithelo ezokubuyiselwa kweZimbabwe emincintisweni lamanye amazwe omhlaba zibonakale. Intethelo yezindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
UBrito utshele intethelo yezindaba zemidlalo ukuba ukudlala lamanye amazwe sokungaba lithuba elihle lokuba abadlali bakuleZimbabwe bathole amadlelo aluhlaza.
Marketing players of Zimbabwe in the cup.
Kunomehluko omkhulu ukuthengisa abadlali abadlala kumncintiswano owezwekazi lase-Afrika lokuthengisa abadlali abadlala lapha ekhaya.
Ilizwe leZimbabwe livunyelwe ukuba libuyele liphatheke kunhlelo eziqoqwa inhlanganiso elawula ezenguqu emhlabeni jikelele e-Federation of International Football Association FIFA ngemva kokumiswa ukuba yingxenye yalinhlanganiso kusukela nyakenye ngoba uhulumende ubesethiswa umlando wokungenela ekuqhutshweni kwalomdlalo. Ngolwesine olwedlulileyo ilizwe leZimbabwe libe ngelinye elifakwe engwaneni kuhlelwa ukuba amazwe awezwekazi lase Afrika azadlala njani kumncintiswano wokudinga amaqembu aza kuyadlala kumidlalo yezizwe zomhlaba ozaqhutshelwa kwele Melika ngomnyaka ka 2026. Ilizwe leZimbabwe lifakwe kusibaya sika Group C ndawonye leBenin, iLesotho, iNigeria, iRwanda kanye leSouth Africa. Sikhangele impumela yemidlalo edlalwe namhla kusigaba seCasalaga Premier Soccer League. Iqembu leManyikata Moons linqobe leCranbourne Bullets nge-1 kanyanga seGibo. Iqembu leFC Platinum linqotshwe nge-1 kanyanga leYada ngaseMandaba. Iqembu leNkezi Platinum linqotshwe nge-1 kanyanga leSimbabora ngaseBaobab. Iqembu leChicken linqotshwe nge-2 kanyanga leDynamos ngaseBaba Fields ukuthi iqembu leZepiseka River libe ngujikilobhanqa 0-0 leleSheshem ngaseNyamunga. Ikanti iqembu leCapes United linqobe leGreen Fuel nge-2 kanyanga seBata. Kusasa ngensonto iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs lizavakatshela eleTriangle ngaseGibo njalo umqeqeshi weqembu leyamaphosi uJoseph Sibindi uthi amalungiselelo abo ahambe kuhle kakhulu.
Asingeke sihambe sithi sifuna ukuyadliwa, nathi sifuna ukuyabadla nabo bafuna ukusidla, so ozadlala kuhle nguye ozaphuma lempumelelo, kodwa singelele umdlalo omuhle kakhulu.
Iqembu leHighlanders lona lilubhekise emandaba kuyadlala le Rentals njalo umdlali olihlohlele ngensonto edlulileyo uAndrew Mbeba uthi ukhangelele ukuba aqhubekele phambili esenza kuhle. Komunye umdlalo wakusasa iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizanqikilana leLewange ngaseBata. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Uhlelo abaculi bethu namhlanje silomqondisi Mdlonga ohamba ngegama lokuthi Tholela Imnyama ocula umdumo kaMasikandi. Utholela Imnyama udabuka eKhezi kodwa ucula ekwele South Africa. Nanguke ixoxa lo ntongamile inkomo weStudio 7 ngedlalathe lakhe elisha.
Sanibona ekhaya lapho ngibuya khona, ngibuya eKhezi onhlupho khona lapho ngibuya khona. Nene emculweni angisendikhambile iCD lami lokuqala le, i-albhamu yami yokuqala, isihloko sakhona sithi uhulumeni.
Utholakala njani umculo wakho kanti lalabo abangathanda ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola ngapi?
Iyatholakala kuma Facebook naku YouTube seziyatholakala ingoma. Ngeni abafisa ukungithola bangangithola lapho, bangabhala Utholela Imnyama uDJ Masikandi. Ngiyatholakala lapho. Ngitholakala ku 0784969741 0784969741, khona lapho ngitholakala khona. Ngeni nakuma calls ngiyatholakala naku Facebook.
Abalandeli ubatshila wapamasi?
Abalandeli lengicela isupport yenu, ngicela isupport yenu, lingisupport kakhulu nami ukuthi ngiyenze umsebenzi ube muhle, ngiphumelele emsebenzini zenu uqhubeke uye phambili. Bengigqugquzela nabanye abalamaphupha abo ukuthi befeze into zabo ziphumelele kulolu hambe silohambayo.
Ngilethe mbali ukholisile umculo kaTholela Imnyama, mina ngiwukholisile ngempela. kodwa ke isikhathi sethu asavumi bakwethu ukubana sikubekele phambili ngalolu hlelo yekela sikhangeleke ebezikhokhela kwezindabeni zethu. Abekhomishini elawula ezokhetho eyeZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC bathi sebesalelwe ngokulutshwana nje ukubana bagqibe umsebenzi wokulungiselela ukhetho lwalonyaka. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo uPresident Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yebva.